was the eve of August 9th in the year 2013. Yeah, I was hanging heavy and the sky was looking mean. The clouds began to swirl like the smoke from God's cigar. And the windows of the heavens opened up on Waldo Scar. A year before, a wildfire raged and scoured the canyon clean. And weather folks warned man or two of a dire and desperate scene. Up till that time, there had been flash floods that washed away some cars. But nothing like the eve of August 9th on Waldo Scar. An inch or two of rain poured down on Colorado Springs. And up you'd pass, it roared like 50,000 eagles' wings. And suddenly down Williams Canyon, all the rain that fell came a raging flood and a wall of mud that could have only come from hell. And poor John Collins, I only heard his name next day. The canyon's deadly swell. The comments said John Collins was the kindest man they knew. The picture of him looked like he belonged in Manitou. But his home was up in Teller, where the forest clearly showed devastation from the Cayman fire 11 years ago. Made his living in cement, but gardens were his art. At Christmas he was Santa for the kids at Woodland Park. They said he was the teddy bear who's known to volunteer. But August 91st became the worst of everybody's fears. The canyon flood and a wall of mud took homes and stores and cars. Manitou, she took the wrath of Waldo Canyon scars. 5,000 lives were changed that day, the town they swore to mend. But only poor John Collins was to meet his fated end. Deadly swell. The town folk and the city folks with shovels all in hand arrived next day in droves to sweep the mud from off the land. We managed to, and all the crew would not be taken down from the deluge and the wall of mud that threatened to her drown. The cars were lined for miles, backed up along Route 24. Shovels first and drinks for thirst, the workers they did pour. They bent their back and gave their sweat, and when the day was through, the spirit of life returned anew to the town of Manitou. The restaurants and music shops, the churches and boutiques will open soon, and the town will boom within the coming weeks. Life returns to normal to the town of Manitou, and the name of poor John Collins will be known to precious few.